Turn, if you will, to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Matthew, chapter 18. Let me go ahead and mention what the Zastros were asking me to announce, and that is that we are going to be having a teen time Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And so we need to have refreshments for the teens Monday and Wednesday night, because Tuesday night we'll be doing pizza. And so if you would like to sign up for any of those things, that would be a very helpful thing. Matthew chapter 18. Now, I do want to ask you a question. Who would be the greatest person coming to our church? I think of all the years that we've had our ministry. 35 years ago, we started our church. We've had several people come to our church. I remember one time we had the commanding general of Fort Riley come to our church. And we had a special day of it, and we certainly honored the military. Mark Tosig, who came to our church right at its very beginning, ended up being the mayor of Manhattan, Kansas. We have had several wonderful preachers over the years. Bob the Third, Bob Jones the Third, has been to our ministry a couple of times and preached for us. Pastor Mike Harding has been here. Some of you wouldn't know Mike Harding, but he was my previous pastor, and he came and preached to us some years ago. Tom Farrell, for instance, a wonderful evangelist who had preached in our ministry, and the Lord mightily used him. Steve Pettit has been to our church at least a couple of times, who's now the president of Bob Jones University. We have had Carl Herbster in our ministry, and he preached for us. He tried to help us to get a Christian school going and preached for us, not to mention your uncles, Mark and Mike Herbster, who have been in our ministry. So we could look at all these different people who have come, and not to mention all the missionaries. Just marvelous how God has put us in contact with some great people. Now, this is somewhat the question that the disciples asked Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Notice what the disciples ask. At the same time, the disciples came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And I want you to notice how Jesus answers that question. We're going to look at verses 2 through 14, and it tells us that Jesus answered it this way. Jesus called, verse 2, a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall be humble, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone away astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Now, when it tells us in verse 3 and 4 that except ye be converted and become as little children, you're not even going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, when you look at this, you'll see two things. First of all, this little child was big enough to walk to Jesus. It says that in verse 2 that he said him, he called to the child and the child comes to him. So he was big enough to walk to him, but he was small enough to put him into his arms. Because if you look at the compared the companion verse, Mark 9:36, not only did Jesus bring him unto him, they bring him unto him, or he came to him, he lifted him up in his arms. So Jesus says that the greatest person that is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven are little children. Now that's astounding. Not Nicodemus, not the woman at the well, but little children. Now, therefore, the greatest people coming to our church in the last 35 years are these little children. Some of you were one of those little children. And it's an amazing thing to understand that the Lord has some wonderful things to say about little children. So this morning I want to preach a message on the conversion of children. The conversion of children. Now, I want you to notice what Jesus says. First of all, I want you to consider, number one, the importance of children. The importance of children. Verse 4, they are greatest. And if you would be like a child, you could be one of the greatest. And you could even enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, I like what John Broadus says in his commentary when he says that little children are by no means faultless, right? And they sometimes plainly show envy and jealousy. But we naturally regard, he says, a little child as a pattern compared with adults of tender affections, confiding trust, humility, docility, simplicity, ready to believe, and ready to obey. And children are very teachable, and sometimes we have to deal with that sin nature even in those children. But it is interesting that Jesus says this. Notice that they are important because he says they're an example of conversion. They're an example of conversion. Notice verse 3, except ye be converted and become like little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, children, according to this verse, are typically more ready. And you say, well, I know of a child that didn't, but they're more ready to receive Jesus Christ than adults are. And you'll find that very fascinating. I remember the years with Brother Rickard. I can't even tell you how many times we've had Brother Rickard here, except for last year. We didn't have him. We've had him every year since the creation of mankind. But he has been here, and we see a very interesting thing with the children that come to VBS. Some of them are so simple. Some of them are so ready when the gospel is given to say, okay, I want to at least hear about this, as opposed to adults, right? Because adults, they got all these barriers, you know. You know, what's that guy up to? What's he talking about?